tonight, Mark is going to tell us about the Bitcoin Ponzi scheme, or what is alleged to be a Ponzi scheme, 855-450-FREE. And we're in the midst of a ridiculous conspiracy theory that has some basis in fact, which, of course, the best conspiracy theories do. Whenever you're going to theorize about something, it's best to have a few facts you can point to make people think that your conspiracy theory is correct. And we're talking about the conspiracy theory that says that the Free State Project and all of the activism that has been tied in with the Free State Project over the last decade that it has been around in New Hampshire has been part of a grand plot by the Koch brothers. And the Koch brothers are known to be And they seem like they're righties to some extent, maybe a little more liberty-leaning than the average righty, but they give money to a lot of groups in Washington, D.C., like the Cato Institute, the American Enterprise Institute, and George Mason University, among others. And some of the people who've been involved with these organizations at certain points, because they're fairly influential and known within the liberty movement wide, so a lot of people have come into contact with and or, you know, worked for, interned for these organizations. And Susan the Bruce, who is a paranoid lefty blogger up here in New Hampshire, has gotten wind of the whole Free State Project thing, and she's been pretty outraged about it the last couple months. She's been blogging. This is her recent blog post where she starts out talking about some of the characters associated with the Free State Project and who have also associated or affiliated themselves with some organizations funded by the Koch brothers, one of them being the founder of the Free State Project, Jason Sorens, another one being a friend of our show, Pete Eyre, who is a early mover here to the Keene, New Hampshire area, and also the founder of CopBlock.org. And by the way, I'm pretty sure CopBlock has not gotten any Koch money, to make sure we're clear on that.
Right. If there was a whole bunch of Koch money going around to real freedom organizations, why hasn't Free Talk Live been donated to directly?
I could put some of that money to good use.
It's my contention that Free Talk Live is the single best outreach tool for the ideas of liberty today. And I don't mean, you know, small government righty kind of ideas. I mean full-fledged libertarianism, you know, those ideas.
Yep. Now, which is actually what Koch brothers aren't that particularly interested in.
Well, what they really seem to want is tax write-offs, and Free Talk Live is a for-profit business. So for whatever reason, they want to go through the not-for-profits that, then advertise or whatever.
Yeah, but nobody's ever come to you and said, Mark, if you guys were only a not-for-profit, we'd cut you this huge check.
One person did. One person, not a huge check. From the Koch Foundation said that we'd have a much better chance if we were a not-for-profit.
That's not saying that that they wanted to cut us a check but couldn't.
She had that sound to her.
She was telling you that you could pitch them on it if you were a not-for-profit, right? Nobody came knocking on your door and said, Mark, we got $100,000 for you, but sorry, you're not a
not-for-profit. That's not precisely what happened, no.
So, anyway, the Koch brothers, she says, this is Susan the Bruce over at susanthebruce.blogspot.com. She says, so, why are the Koch brothers funding a group that needs to invade and occupy the state of New Hampshire? Again, she's asking the question, why now, right? So, here begins the true conspiracizing, the true theorizing portion of this article. Because before, she was just making connections of people that have been involved in this movement. She says, there's a first-in-the-nation presidential primary coming up in 2016. The new FSP target date is 2015. That's no coincidence.
She's got it all figured out, doesn't she?
The forces behind the
FSP... Why didn't they do it in 2007, then, for the 2008 election?
2011?
2011 for the 2012 election.
Right.
I mean, the Free State Project had already picked New Hampshire by both of those times.
Well, the unspoken suggestion here is that Free Staters are Republicans.
That's the truth. Yeah,
but that's not
saying that.
True. She's saying that, but that's not true.
I came from a liberal background.
I'm a registered Democrat, and a number of Free State Project participants have been elected as Democrats.
I am a registered Republican and have taken Republican office.
But that wouldn't fit into her paradigm. Susan the Bruce cannot acknowledge that there are people who are Democrats involved with the Free State Project as well, because that would totally throw her speculation into a disarray. So she says the forces behind the FSP have their eyes on that prize. We'll also have elections for two congressional seats, a Senate seat, and the entire New Hampshire state government. The New Hampshire House with our unwieldy volunteer legislature is easy pickings. Easy to get their activists elected, especially in the far-right southern reaches of the state. Once elected, even a small group of malcontents can easily bond with a larger group of malcontents known as the New Hampshire Republican Party. They can move into cities and towns and have profound influence. Do you hear that? She's right about that much. That Free State Project participants absolutely can have a profound influence on the cities and towns to which they move.
Yeah, the evidence is all for that.
Because activists are few and far between. There may only be 500 Republican activists in New Hampshire. There may only be 500 Democrat activists in New Hampshire. I don't know what the numbers are, but there aren't that many people who are active in the political system. So any one person that adds their voice into the ideas of liberty being promoted in an area has an undue effect.
I went to, because I was elected as a state delegate, I went to the Cheshire County meeting of Republicans that had to decide on who was going to be the elected to the state committee. And there couldn't have been more than 36 people there. If there were more than 36, there weren't 36 people there. So, you know, I just can't imagine there were 40 people there. But okay, let's go crazy and say there were 50 people there. Oh my goodness, that's a pretty small number.
This year in Weir, she says, the police overtime budget was cut by $10,000.
Isn't it Weir?
Weir. The vote was 24-23 with Free Staters making the difference and later congratulating themselves on their accomplishment in saving taxpayer dollars. Immediately after that, FSP President Carla Garrick dumped a 32-page lawsuit on the town, thereby negating any savings that might have occurred. That was, by the way, the lawsuit for the police department stealing her video camera from her and arresting her for recording video.
Right. You know, our public servants that did not want to have be recorded on public property doing the public's will. I mean, this isn't the Free State Project president. So this is, I love how they do this. The person who's seeking justice is somehow the villain, and the people that caused the lawsuit, the cops, who are overstepping their authority, overstepping, you know, established law over and over again, these aren't the villains. I'll tell you what you should do, Susan. Fire these people. Fire your incompetent cops, law enforcement officers that don't know the law. Fire them. Get new ones and say, never, ever, 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 ever say anything to anybody about video recording on public property.
Yeah, but they need to have the cops to oppress people with video cameras. I mean, that's important. Otherwise, they might show how the government's corrupt. You can't just let people with video cameras run around and have a state, because there's all kinds of corrupt, bad, nasty things going on that those people with the cameras might capture. So we need to crush their freedoms. Of course, luckily, some of the courts have ruled in our favor on this.
I don't know one that hasn't.
She goes on. She says, in Keene, at a sparsely attended school district deliberative session, the Free Staters helped pass a budget that eliminates a full-time athletic director, an English teacher at the high school, foreign language classes for the fifth grade, and a district-wide program for gifted and talented students. Lots of FSP backslapping after that. By the way, that budget she's talking about was the regular budget. Like, they have in Keene, at least. I don't know if it works this way everywhere. But they come forward with this increased budget, and then they have a lesser increased budget. So they always propose two budgets for the next year, and one of them is always more than the other, but both of them are always an increase over the last year.
That's true.
So what she's saying is that the ballot measure went on the ballot, and people tomorrow in Keene will be able to decide, do we want the larger budget, or do we want the not quite as large, larger budget? So nobody in the Free State Project proposed to remove any of those programs. The Free State Project participants that showed up at this meeting simply voted to block any more further increases to the budget proposal. That's what she's talking about here in code.
Yeah, this is how they talk about it. You know, a cut to the budget increase is somehow a cut.
Right, and it was only five of us that had this effect. Only five of us. 855, 450 free, but it was enough to ensure that those budget increases did not go through. The further budget increases that were proposed at the meeting she's referring to. 855, 450 free. She's got a few more thoughts. We'll share those with you, and you can take control as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession? Or at worst, depression. Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Do it toll-free. 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we are sharing with you on our site. They're completely free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, no problem. Click download. They're yours. The last 7 days' worth are right at the top of the website. And then if you click into the archive section, that'll take you back to where you can access years' worth of the show. Also, we've got a SoundCloud page. You can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Alternately, you can also, if you're on freetalklive.com already, look on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find a SoundCloud link there. And whenever there's a Edgington Post episode posted, it'll be posted to the SoundCloud page. It will also we'll also post interviews. So if Mark, you and I are appearing on some other show, we typically show those or upload those to the SoundCloud page as well. So once again, go to freetalklive.com and grab up some archives. We're going to continue here. We've got the remainder of the conspiracy theory surrounding the Koch brothers allegedly manipulating the Free State Project, being behind the scenes and funding all of the activism happening here, which, of course, is pretty ridiculous. Yeah, some people have been connected with Koch-funded organizations, sure. But to suggest that the civil disobedience that had happened in Keene was a diversionary tactic in order to divert attention away from the real business of the Free State Project, meaning political action, I guess, is ridiculous. If we'd actually had money funding civil disobedience, boy, could we have done a lot more. I mean, you know, if your civilly disobedient people knew that they'd have their rent paid and they knew that they would have a bunch of money waiting for them when they get out, you'd see people willing to take a whole lot more risk, I think.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
Yeah, so that never happened. And, you know, the political campaigns around here, I've run a handful of political campaigns myself. I was involved with Julia's initial campaign shortly after she moved here.
And not a single one of them ever got one penny from the Koch brothers.
Not never. The only donation my campaign ever received was from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which was a $100 check, and I spent half of it. So that's it.
There you go.
Let me continue, though. She says in Grafton, she's talking about some of the things that Free State Project participants have done recently to cut budgets and things like that. She says in Grafton, the town budget was cut by 10%. A vote to reduce 20% failed by one vote. This isn't strategic cutting. This is chainsaw budget reduction. This is more roads.
Chainsaw budget reduction.
You know, there's somebody here in Keene who's running for city council, and I happen to hear him on Talkback, which is the local radio.
For council or for
I'm sorry, not council,
board.
School board.
Okay.
And he said something that I thought was really smart and very well put, and that was that in regards to budget cutting, that everybody, most people in America, have had to make changes with their budgets. They've had to cut back, they've had to reexamine,
sure,
and try to save money and cut spending. And so why is it unreasonable? Like, why is the government the only organization that doesn't have to do that?
Right. And, you know, in my household, we've had to change how we, you know, over the last few years with the recession that's hit and that kind of thing, we changed how we did things. It doesn't mean we don't love our child, that we hate children or we hate education because we've, you know, reallocated funds. I mean, why in the world is it that the government can continue just to grow and grow and grow and grow without being checked at all? But the people that are supposed to fund it are just supposed to continue to tighten their belts. I mean, none of these government bureaucrats seem to be facing it. I mean, there have been some cuts
around. No, they've got contractual guarantees. It's in their contracts that they're going to get increases.
No wonder you have to fire them in order to see, you know, some kind of decrease.
She says, this is more roads and bridges failing. This is what can happen in your town if you don't pay attention. This is why we all need to know who the candidates are. These are people who don't care about our cities and our towns and our state. Their goal is to take over and dismantle our state government, paving the way for Koch brothers-sponsored neo-feudalism. Carla Garrick announced that the Free State Project would be applying for nonprofit tax-exempt status. This reeks. This is a faux grassroots group attempting to hide their activities behind tax-exempt status. Their stated goals from the beginning have been to invade and occupy our state and dismantle our state government, and then secession. That's an inconvenient truth now, hence the need for the nonprofit smokescreen. There's an irony inherent in all of this, says Susan the Bruce. The Free Staters march in and cut budgets, and that ensures a further decay of the New Hampshire infrastructure. The worse our roads and bridges get, the more our quality of education diminishes, the likelihood of businesses moving to New Hampshire decreases in direct proportion. Massachusetts and Vermont are creating jobs, while New Hampshire is losing them, despite our tax-free status. The Free State Project will be opposed to the kind of investments in the New Hampshire economy needs, thus ensuring the failure of their own project.
You know, and I think that this is this is probably the most valid thing she said is that, you know, this is possible. You know, in a country where businesses are used to all kinds of tax benefits for moving where they move, and they're used to all these little their things like their employees' health being taken care of by the government, and their housing being taken care of by the government in some cases, and their schooling certainly taken care of by the government. I can see how that claim could have some level of validity.
Yeah, but the evidence invalidates it. There was just a news story recently. I forget what the company was, but a fairly large, I think, manufacturer over in Maine has decided to move its offices to New Hampshire because of the more pleasant tax statuses that are available here. And likely, as more of the government is rolled back, fewer regulations are present in New Hampshire, you'll see more businesses interested in making the move across a border or two or five or ten come here to New
Hampshire. And that's what we have to see. We have to see what the results are, because we know what government intrusion into people's lives looks like. We've got 49 states for that.
You know, I don't know about you, but I don't really think the roads are that great right now under the government system.
Don't even get me started on the roads. I can't stand it when other libertarians say, like, oh, whatever you do, don't talk about the roads. I think the roads are one of the first things to go. I hate the roads. I think government roads
are horrendous. You want to get
rid of the roads?
What do you mean?
Government roads are terrible. There's potholes up here.
Yeah, but they're going to be worse without the government. That's what she says. Susan LeBruce says they're going to get worse.
I don't believe that's possible at all.
I agree with you. I think that if, in the absence of the state, if people were responsible for their own transportation, if businesses, for instance, wanted the customers to come to them, then they would be taking care of the roads in a much better manner.
Here's the reality. The people who build the roads, the government agency that builds the roads, their business is transportation. They do a terrible job at that. They're actually very anti-transportation because how many times do you get stopped, for example, in bumper-to-bumper traffic? Like, on the way to New York City, I drive to New York City several times a year. I always get stopped. And obviously, this is something that is an inconvenience for everybody. I think that there's nothing in the world that angers people more than being stopped in traffic, like, universally.
It's in the top 10, for sure.
Really annoying. And the highway is always under construction, but it never gets bigger or easier. Or like, it doesn't make any sense. What are you doing?
Right, and you got to wonder. You never get to see innovation when you have a monopoly situation. Everybody's got to pay for these roads, and I understand that's the way it's been done all our lives, so that's the way we think it should be done, but you're not going to see innovation. Is it possible that in the decades that we've had traffic jams that somebody could have come up with an innovation that would have eliminated traffic jams? I think it's possible, but we'd never know because there's a monopoly.
We will come back with more of your thoughts here in moments. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bitcoin is on the way. There's apparently a paranoid conspiracy theory about that, too. Mark's going to share it. Moments.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide nationwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-453. Plus, you can reach us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Don't forget, join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. If you got a mobile phone, a smartphone specifically, you can go to m, as in mobile.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams, as well as the podcast. Go to m, as in mobile.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Bobby listening in Lakeland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bobby. Bobby in Lakeland. And he dropped off the line. But Bobby did want to talk about Bitcoins. I know that much. We've got a Bitcoin conspiracy theory that we're going to be talking about here shortly.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this Bitcoin.
Maybe we should talk a little bit about what Bitcoin is.
Bitcoin's an online currency that's peer-to-peer and open source that allows you to send and receive money without having to pay any fees on it. It is a revolution in the idea of currency. It is unlike currencies you've experienced before. This one is an algorithm that is on the Internet, and it is uncounterfeitable, uninflatable. And it's going to change the way we do business in the future. I think it's the most important invention of this decade.
So, no doubt. But some people disagree.
Indeed. So I haven't been able to find, there haven't been too many things on the Internet about, we've received a couple of questions about, is Bitcoin a Ponzi scheme? And there haven't been too many critiques out there at all on Bitcoin because, major news sources are reporting on it. They are doing whatever research they can figure out to do, and the best they can, people can come up with is, yes, this is a new form of currency. But there is a critique out there, and it's from this guy's YouTube channel.
And he's going to claim it's a Ponzi scheme?
He claims it's a Ponzi scheme.
Allow me to rebut before having even heard any of this. A Ponzi scheme, as made popular by Charles Ponzi back in, was it the 20s? It was a long time ago, about 100 years ago. The Ponzi scheme requires, as I understand it, someone to be offering a program in which you will get a ridiculous return on investment. That is typically how a Ponzi scheme is operated. Like, hey, Mark, Julia, tell you what, you guys give me X amount of dollars, and I'll give you X times two back after a couple of few weeks.
Right. I mean, there's a guy in the center who takes an investment, purports to have an investment. You give him money. He gives you, some percentage back. Usually it's either from somewhere to a good investment to a ridiculously great investment. And then, at some point or another, he, of course, is spending the money, too. At some point or another, somebody gets wind of it or wants to make a big withdrawal or whatever. And the whole house of cards comes down because this guy isn't investing the money. He's just taking the money in and then paying off the people who want to just kind of, go off here and there.
Well, one of the reasons why the Ponzi scheme is so successful initially, or it appears to be successful, is because it can get people who are in the initial level. So let's say, you and Julia are in the initial first buyer in sort of portion of the Ponzi scheme. Well, as long as I can keep bringing in two or three new people for every one person that I brought in originally. So if I bring Julia in and I say, you can make, double your money in a month's time, and then within that month's time, I can manage to bring in two more people at her level of contribution, I'm able to give her double her money. And then she'll give me a testimonial. She'll say, like, hey, I was skeptical at first, but here's my check. And then you show that to other people and you say, hey, look, this lady got double her money. You could too. And as long as you can keep bringing in more than enough people to cover all of the initial investors, you'll have happy initial investors and happy second layer investors. And eventually you're going to run out of people, though, and that's when everything, the house of cards that is the Ponzi scheme, folds in upon itself. But as long as you've got those testimonials in the initial phases, that really helps strengthen the pitch. Because otherwise it sounds too good to be true.
Right.
But if you can point to somebody who's got a check, more than one person, then especially if it's someone they know, then it'll be easier to get people on board.
Now, bitcoins are an item. There's about 11 million of them in existence, and you can buy them from other people. That's what they are. Now, you could claim that bitcoins are a scam, or you could claim that bitcoins are overpriced, or you can claim that bitcoins are underpriced. But what you can't say is that they're a Ponzi scheme because they don't...
There's no guaranteed
right.
interest.
You know, there might be some similarities between people who are in early on Bitcoin making money and what a Ponzi scheme would be like. Mm-hmm. But let's be 100% clear here. There's amoebas and zebras share like 90% of their DNA. You can call an amoeba a zebra if you want to. You're just wrong. Just because there are some comparisons between two items does not make those two items the same thing. The Bitcoin model isn't a Ponzi scheme. So
right.
I'm going to dismiss that. And I think to some extent this guy asked some good questions, but I think his
right.
foundation is just messed up.
Let's hear it.
From the Ponzi scheme. So
from a YouTube channel.
Well, his YouTube channel is Truth Never Told,
Ooh.
If you want to go see it. And he's the guy waxes conspiratorial, but... this is the best. He doesn't sound like a raving lunatic when he does his stuff, but he clearly is a big fan of silver.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right.
And he wants to know in the video, what can you buy with bitcoins? As though you can't buy anything with bitcoins. As though there aren't thousands of websites out there taking bitcoins at this point.
Namecheap.com just added it. WordPress accepts it. And I
Reddit.
Believe Mega. Reddit. I think Mega's coming close
right.
if they
There's
aren't already.
Huge websites out there. Many websites will allow you to spend bitcoins with them, and then they'll buy things on other websites for you for bitcoins.
I know a guy here in town who wants to give haircuts for bitcoins.
Right. Well, I mean, I've bought all kinds of things with bitcoins. At the Liberty Forum, I bought some mustard.
There
and,
you go.
You know, I don't really want to sell my bitcoins. It's the Gresham's Law comes into play. I want to hold on to them. But
That's Gresham's law, meaning that in the, given the choice between two competing currencies, one will spend that is that which is worth less.
Yeah. And this gentleman is kind of fast and loose with the facts around Bitcoin. He points to the crash that came when MT Gox got hacked and that Bitcoins went down to 1 cent. This never happened. It never happened.
Didn't it? It went up to like 30-something dollars and then it came back to like 10.
But it didn't crash. It kind of coasted down.
Yeah.
And then it had like 5 days at MT Gox that it was flat because there had been a hack. And no trading occurred at all. One guy went in and kind of messed with their numbers, but not a single Bitcoin changed hand at these numbers. I mean, yes, he played with the numbers, but no Bitcoins changed hands. This guy asks, well, who bought all these Bitcoins at one penny?
Koch brothers.
Right, the Koch brothers got it.
Let's go to the phones before we get to this video or whatever. We're not going to actually play a video. You've got some sort of article because you're...
I've just written some... I watched both of his videos,
okay,
and I've got some comments.
Let's bring Bobby on here. We tried him earlier, but the line got disconnected. Bobby, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
We got you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I've been interested in Bitcoin the past couple months. Well, you know, 6-7 months or anyways, you know. Actually wanting to invest in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was securing everything from you guys, and I actually like the idea. I like the idea about buying it and building it. And I use it, and I send them everything. What I did do yesterday, though, have you ever guys heard of Leo Laporte, the tech guy? He used to be on Tech TV.
Yeah. Leo Laporte, great talk show host.
Okay, well, I don't know if he's getting paid to... Well, this is a conspiracy side of me, okay? Anyways, I called his show yesterday, and I was talking to him about Bitcoins, and he says we really need to write it off as a electronic signature that is very easily hackable, and it would be a very bad decision to invest into them.
Well, wow.
The way,
I'll tell you what, Leo Laporte should be able to get a whole bunch of... Leo Laporte should be able to...
About IT.
Okay, Leo Laporte should be able to... It knows a lot about IT, and he should be able to get a lot of press by hacking, by easily hacking Bitcoins. I mean, put your money where your mouth is, Leo. I can't believe he would say that.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
I mean,
as
you
well.
Can like or dislike Bitcoins, but you... I mean, this is 256-bit encryption. Hack away,
that's
Leo.
I've just been kind of scared, you know.
I hear you.
Stand by if you want, Bobby. We can keep you on and continue the discussion here in moments. I'm pretty surprised. I mean, I've heard a little bit of the guy's show here and there, and he's got a lot of cred in the technology world, so why wouldn't he bring Bitcoin people on to talk about it or, you know, get further into what it's all about? 855-453, maybe somebody gave him some bad info. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I've lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months. Or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to NPSX. Expo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com. Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time still for your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. You can also connect on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark. Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. You can, if you would like, support the show. One of the ways you can do it is by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month in, we take that, invest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, and you can use any major credit card through PayPal, you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. Bobby's back on the line with us in Lakeland. And, Bobby, you said you were listening to Leo Laporte. Hey, you said you were listening to Leo Laporte, who is a well-known tech blogger and radio host in the tech world. And that you asked him, you actually called the show to ask him about Bitcoins, and you said that he was not a fan.
Oh, he was like, I'm not saying he was a paid poor for or against, either way, they're not sponsors of him. Maybe that's why he's mad. But either way, I can only speculate that part. But I did ask him. I've been saving about $300 I was going to invest into Bitcoins over the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. You know, I've been saving, you know, $10 here, $10 there. I was going to invest into them. And I called his show and was asking him about the Bitcoins. And he said that it would be very foolishly to invest any amount, substantial amount of money into the Bitcoins because they're so easily hacked that your probably 12-year-old son that runs his laptop on Linux could actually hack a Bitcoin account and steal everything he got in it. And there's no FDIC insurance on it. That's
Okay, I don't know what Leo said. I didn't listen to the show, but I mean, it's...
Oh, we're taking Bobby's word for it.
It's patently ludicrous.
You can get the log. Go to twitchtv.com, and then they've got the log on it.
As I understand his Security Now show that he's a host on, they talked about bitcoins, and the guy, one of the hosts there, loved the technology. Now, Leo, I don't think was on that particular episode, and
the Litecoin people are saying that they have endorsed the Litecoin, which is a competitor to Bitcoin.
But it's not a competitor; it's a knockoff. I mean, it uses the Bitcoin structure in order to create. I mean, it's a little different.
Well, they're trying to compete.
If you can hack Bitcoin, if a 12-year-old can hack a Bitcoin with a laptop, then the 12-year-old can hack Litecoin with a laptop because it's the same technology.
Bobby, any other thoughts?
I don't know who to believe now, guys.
I hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, Bitcoin's been around for Bitcoin's been around for 3 to 4 years. So if it's so easy to hack, how come that hasn't happened?
Well, I heard something about he cited a $12,000 hack on one of the Bitcoin servers.
Well, yeah.
And he said that one of the...
No. That's misinformation. It's not a Bitcoin server. It's a company that does business with Bitcoin that got hacked.
That's right. So if a bank gets robbed, is the dollar worthless?
No.
Right, because Bitcoin, the technology, is unhackable, and at least, you know, the explanation I've heard from you of what Leo said is incorrect. I mean, like, it's not that can't happen. Now, yes, somebody's servers can be hacked, and yes, if you don't take proper precautions, there can be some losses there. And when you're doing business, you know, with hundreds or thousands or tens of thousands of Bitcoins a day, then there's probably going to be some influx that some hacker can get, but all that's going to do is increase the security of people's websites over time. It doesn't have anything to do with the technology of the currency itself.
Right. So to be clear, there's Bitcoin, which is a distributed network of nodes all across the world running the same software and mirroring the blockchain, the information that is essentially all of the Bitcoin transactions that have ever occurred. All of this information is being mirrored in all of these locations. So you can't just target one Bitcoin portion of the blockchain, one server, and modify the whole blockchain there. That's an impossibility. And what has happened is companies like, in this case it was BitInstant actually, companies like BitInstant, MT Gox, a lot of the big players in Bitcoin, they've been hacked at some point.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody said, oh, you know, MT Gox, BitInstant, these guys got a lot of Bitcoins.
A lot of big banks have been robbed.
Right, and they go in and they hack them.
Servers have been hacked before too.
That's true.
Sure, but the Bitcoin itself is secure. It's just the people on the ends with their wallets aren't as secure as they could be, perhaps, or their web sites are not as secure as they could be. So that's all that's happening here. And by the way, because it's not FDIC insured, thank goodness, that would mean it would be subject to government regulation. So there you go. I hope that helps, Bobby, and I appreciate you bringing that up tonight. Thanks for the call. Yep. 855-450-FREE. That's one of the benefits of Bitcoin, is that it's not insured by the federal government. It's not. They can't even touch Bitcoin. They barely even know what Bitcoin is.
Yeah. Actually, BitInstant wasn't hacked. It was their DNS server that was hacked, but DNS provider, I should say, that was hacked. And they
but
were
that
able,
led to them taking led, control of
it. It led to a hack of their site, but they weren't hacked into, as it were. So anyway, we're listening to this video of this guy. It's about a half an hour worth of two videos there, 15 minutes. And he also talks about how Gavin Andreessen, whom we met with.
Who's one of the top Bitcoin programmers.
Yeah, and he said some of these guys went to a CIA convention thing. And, well, no, it's not true. It's false.
Now, I thought he was invited to speak to the CIA.
He was. He said some of these guys. So when you're going to give out – this is the problem with the fast and loose information. This guy over at this YouTube channel, here it is. It's Truth Never Told.
Look out for anyone with a name Truth in their
he's
YouTube
just
channel.
You know, he's wrong on some subjects. So Gavin went, and yes, he went to the CIA thing. They invited him there. And let me ask you this. If you were invited by the CIA to talk about, say, a new emergent technology that you thought could bring more human freedom, would you say yes or would you say no? Clearly,
I have no interest in talking to the CIA.
Fine. That's fine. That's an answer. But you do understand that they're going to go find somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and that person's either going to be more or less qualified to talk than you are. And they're going to it's going to bring up why doesn't this person want to talk? I mean, there's another question one has to ask.
I'm not saying Gavin's a bad guy for talking to them. I think that that's his choice. I just don't want to talk to them.
I hear you. I'm just saying that, you know, one has to ask oneself, if you were called up by the CIA, and actually this is one of their off-site companies. I can't remember what the name of it was called, but and asked to InQtel, I think is what it's called, and asked to talk about bitcoins, would you or wouldn't you? And by not talking about them, what would you accomplish? And I have to say that
I generally think it's a bad idea to talk to the police.
Okay, that's
what about you, Julia? Would you go talk to the CIA?
No, I wouldn't.
Fine, I might.
So let's
but
go
I don't.
Scott.
Yeah, I don't care if anybody else does. I mean,
right, yes.
I just personally,
If you want to take that risk, that's your business.
Try to avoid those kind of encounters.
Yeah, there was a video I posted to my Facebook earlier today of a guy just refusing to answer police questions.
This guy actually speculated that because Gavin went and met with the CIA, that the CIA crashed Bitcoin a few days later, that they bought up the Bitcoins or something, as though the government isn't already thoroughly, governments around the world aren't thoroughly involved in precious metals, of which he is a proponent.
Scott is in Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Hey, Scott.
Oh, hey, cool. I just wanted to talk about this report by The Guardian and the BBC Arabic about, Colonel James Steele and Kaufman and, you know, the detention centers.
Give me an executive summary because I have not heard this.
Okay, well, they brought in this guy from the Dirty Wars, quote, in Central America to take out the Shia insurgents, and he more or less, according to this, set off a bunch of Sunni militants with detention centers and weapons and trained them how to murder and torture people. And, I mean, the article says that there's no evidence that he did it himself, but that he was, in the building at the same time and that he set the whole thing up and knew about everything. And there's some quotes from, some general saying that a 14-year-old guy got tortured until he was blue from being beaten with cables and stuff.
Wow.
And I can't find it. And CNN or MSNBC, I first heard about it because I think there was a Young Turks video about it. But I don't know. I just think it's kind of strange that I can't find anything about this.
It's got to be out there. The internet, you can't hide anything in the world of the internet any longer.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you can dig it up, or maybe one of our listeners can dig it up, they could post it to our website at freetalklive.com and then vote it up, and we'll make it to the front page of our website. And if somebody can find it, and feel free to clue us in, but appreciate knowing more.
I can read you the URL of the link from the Guardian's website.
Just drop it over on our Facebook page.
There's no time for it, sorry.
At okay. Facebook. Yeah, go to facebook.freetalklive.com, drop it in there, and then if you'd like, go to freetalklive.com. You can add it to our site there. Thanks for the call, Scott. We got a spam. See you tomorrow.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.